8 out of 10, Ramorny Day here at Grafton. What a beautiful day. Benny Looker joins me now. Ben, you couldn't get a better day than this.
No, it's a beautiful day. It's good to see the weather's turned around from how it's been sort of the last week. And I got up this morning to go into the track, and it was very foggy driving into Grafton. And look at the day, it's beautiful. And just having a quick look at the track, looks like it's bounced back pretty well after Sunday.
Well, Monday they had some showers around lunchtime, and then this morning there was a dew, but an often dew can be a real nuisance, but it wasn't too bad this morning.
No, it didn't seem to sit around for long, the fog. Michael Beattie and Drew Cookson deserve a pat on the back every year. They get it right. I know I've been riding 10 years or so now, and there's been a few Julys I thought, it might not bounce back, but every year they get it right. Obviously, the first two meetings they've had the rail out and put it back into the true today. So you've got a fresh pad on the inside. So, no, I think it'll be a good day's racing.
And when you look at it, that track's got to cop a fair whack over about a 10 or 12-day period, 5 race meetings.
Yep, for sure. Obviously, this year the carnival started early, which probably gives them a few extra days. But in saying that, we probably needed it with the amount of weather we've had. Obviously, you can't help Mother Nature. I was out at Gunnedah on Monday, and the race meeting got called off there, but there would have been a lot of people happy out there. It was very, very dry driving out, so obviously, we do need it.
It's sad. Some of those tracks, you look at them, they look like a sandpit, don't they?
Yeah, especially I do a fair bit of travelling. Obviously, going out to Scones, Corindai's, Gunnedah's, Moree's, it's very, very scarce, and I can only imagine how hard it would be for some of them farmers, you know. They've gone years without rain, so, yeah.
Heartbreaking. Well, today, you're in the top strike of a Greg Hickman in the Ramorny. This was a huge win the other day in town.
Yeah, his win was massive. He didn't have a lot of luck. He drew wide. He went back. The tempo didn't really suit him. They didn't go that quick, and he was trapped off the track. But, he had a really nice turn of foot. Obviously, he was down in the weights that day, which is what he's on today, same weight. But I really like him. I just think the pressure of the Ramorny is really going to play into his hand from where he's drawn. He's drawn nice and soft in barrier 4. Seems to be good speed outside him and inside him. So hopefully he can be midfield defence or one off. And I'm certain he's going to look the winner at some stage.
You'd think the pace is going to be a cracker today, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure. Obviously, with YPO in it, obviously, two starts ago, he was only just narrowly run down by Victorum. Toby has chucked the blinkers back on him today. I think Malaya Magic will be handy from the one. And then there's a few other horses that have drawn awkward that are probably going to have to dig to go forward. So I can imagine them running it at a very genuine tempo. Obviously, a Ramorny, they never really stop-start events. There's pressure on from the start, and I think that'll play into my fella's hands.
Well, Greg Hickman, I think, is quietly confident. And when he sets one for one, they usually run well.
Yeah, he's a very good trainer, Greg. He places his horses really well. And I spoke to him yesterday on my way up after Newcastle races, and he's quietly confident. Obviously, he's pretty flat out in Sydney at the moment, and he's not going to get up here today. But I saw the horse this morning. He looks like he's travelled up really good. He ate up last night, and now all systems go for today.
He was one of the ones they fancied at the Calcutta last night too.
I hope they're right. Right.
They're good judges, don't you? All right, now you've got a couple other rides today too. Medicine Ball, you got going around earlier on in the day.
Yeah, he's had 4 runs now for Johnny Shelton. He's obviously the same connections as Bellfly, who I've had a lot to do with. And his first 2 wins were really good. Obviously, it was only a maiden and then a class 1. He won quite easy. His next start, he went to Coffs Harbour and was trapped off the track and only went down narrowly, and the other day he drew awkward. I don't think he's drawn inside 12 since he's been here. So he had to do a fair bit of work the other day, which told, but he's drawn nice and soft today. He's down in the weights, and I know July Carnival, you want to be riding for Johnny Shelton. His horses always go good over July, and he's quietly confident he'll run a nice race.
That's in the 4th, and then your final ride of the day, That's Madness. You're on in the last. You're drawn out a little bit wider on that.
Yeah, she's drawn awkward. She's the type of mare she does need speed on. She can want to over-race. Jason Riley's dropped her back to the 1100. There should be enough speed for her to get back. It's probably just a matter of how far back she's going to get in. But her last 2 runs have been very good. She only went down narrowly at Bow Desert on Cup Day and didn't have a lot of luck. So if they do overdo it, she could be the mare running over the top of them.
the Ramorny, who are your main dangers?
Oh, it's probably the most open Ramorny since I've rode. Obviously, Haunted comes here with good form. James Cummings' horses have been flying this winter carnival, and you definitely have to respect a horse like Care to Think. Obviously, he was one of the Magic Moons races a year and a half ago, and they've had a few hiccups with him. Obviously, he's had a throat operation and a couple of infections last preparation, but if he gets anywhere back near his best, he's going to be very hard to beat. But where my horse is drawn and what weight he's got and the way I think the race will be run, I wouldn't be swapping my horse for nothing.
Well, I've got your trainer on the line.
I do, yeah.
Greg Hickman. Morning, Hicko.
Good morning, Cozzy.
Betty Lucas here has just declared this a better bet than death.
Well, it depends how he rides it. Won't it be?
Well, no pressure on him. Have you got the horse fit? Is he right?
The horse is right, Cozzy.
Yep. Mate, you set him up. He came up. When did he come up?
He left here yesterday afternoon. Arrived there.
All right.
Last night and settled in well.
Oh, Benny said he saw Top Striker this morning and he looked terrific.
Yeah, no, he does. He's kept his condition well since he ran the other day. And if we can reproduce that, well, it'll give Ben a great ride.
I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you, Greg. You rang me yesterday afternoon and wanted me to go in and trot him around.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock, I got there at 5:45 and they said, no, he doesn't want to trot him around now. So I got out of bed early for you.
Well, if you use your brain, you probably would have rang before you got out of bed and asked the boss instead of the helper.
Now, Hicko, in the run today, where do you think you'll be? Benny said, there's going to be pace on, hopefully. You can be about midfield.
Yeah, a little bit of pace come out of this. It just depends. He's a funny little horse where he sort of comes to be, but I'd like, because if you wind him up too much, he sort of gets on the bit and sort of wants to race a little bit. And he's a bit, I think, of a, since we've been sort of riding him back a bit, he's been quite happy to be back there. But that would be the ideal position for him to be, midfield, one off the fence, if possible.
The other day when he won in town, there was a terrific win. Were you expecting that? I mean, you would have expected him to run a good race, but did he surprise you a bit?
He did, because he's, if you have a look at the sectionals and all of that, that's what we've always thought he could do. But there was a heap of pace on. I think there's only two horses in the race and went back. And, yeah, I mean, we're a horse that can go forward off a slow tempo. I mean, he's won in a forward position off a slow tempo before. So, look, if his mind was right, he could be a very tractable horse to be anywhere he wanted to be and be able to hit the line good.
Well, the dogs are barking it. I can hear him in the background. Pirata, how's he going?
Yeah, very happy with him. He's come back enormous. He's a lot stronger, and he's always had a great attitude and disposition. And he's pretty he's bomb-proof when it comes to that. So pretty exciting to be able to have a horse, to be able to be in one of our richest races in Australia. And just let's hopefully we can get some of the money.
And Hicko, the lovely thing about him for a colt, he's a lovely natured horse.
Yeah, no, he's a beautiful natured horse. He gets a little bit bitey every now and again, but they all can do that. And I mean, Longrow and Octagonal had great nature, and they just were very professional about the way they went about things, and there's not a lot of difference between them.
Well, good luck today with Top Striker. Benny's confident. And, mate, it's just a beautiful day. The track looks fantastic. Probably going to be about a soft 5, according to Michael Beattie, by race time, and that should suit you down to the ground.
Yeah, no, that should be good. It'd be it's a wonderful day up there, Cozzy, and the best of luck to them. Hope everyone enjoys themselves.
Well, you nearly knocked one off there years ago. I think Take Over Target fixed you up, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, we got galloping on back in the field, but it's been a bit of a luck to us. We've won the races, won the guineas, and we won the Kirby 1 year, and won a mile race there with one of the horses. So it's been pretty good, but it's a good time to get away to catch up with some of the country friends. And yeah, man, great carnival.
All right. Well, Greg, good luck today with Top Striker.
Thanks, Cozzy.